We'll call this meeting to order. Could we have roll call, please, Francis?
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Present.
Commissioner Hudson? Commissioner Clemens? Commissioner Barker?
Present.
Chairman Nord?
Here. Okay. Could you tell me why Ron was not here, Francis? Maybe I don't remember.
He had a medical appointment this afternoon.
Okay, so both are excused absences this time, so on those two fellows. Okay, could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Attention, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Be seated. We'll have the public comment section. This is provides an opportunity for the public to comment on anything that's not on the agenda, but which is in within the jurisdiction of this commission. So if it's not on the agenda and you'd like to talk about it, now's your chance. Okay. Hearing none, we'll move ahead to the consent agenda, which is the minutes of the regular meeting from April 7th. Any corrections or additions to that set of minutes? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
I will move to approve.
I'll second.
Second. Any further discussion? Call for the question, please, Francis.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. Okay, under public hearings number two, conditional use permit number 2011-003, alcoholic beverage license for Pizza Planet, resolution 2011-09. Rob is staff going to give us the story here.
Thank you, Chairman Nord. I'm going to go ahead and step down to the podium because the remote control works when I'm closer there. So.
Okay.
Okay, Chairman Nord, Commissioners, thank you. Before us tonight, we have minor conditional use permit number 2011-003 for YR Pizza Planet. The applicant is requesting a conditional use permit to allow for the placement of a Type 41, which is an on-sale beer and wine eating place establishment, ABC license at their business, which is located at 921 West Manning Avenue, doing business as YR Pizza Planet. You remember that this was the former site of Mountain Mike's Pizza. The project site is located in Census Tract 6601. 9 on-sale ABC licenses are currently permitted in this census tract. 13 licenses currently exist. From November of 2007 through the end of 2009, the location, while operating as Mountain Mike's Pizzeria, maintained a Type 41 ABC license. The ABC requires that any new owner or new operator of an institution apply for a new ABC license, and that is the reason why these applicants have come forward with this request today. The applicant is not required to request public convenience and necessity findings with the city, as this is not an off-sale license, so the decision tonight to approve or deny the conditional use permit will be made by the Planning Commission, and this will not be a recommendation that will go forward to the City Council. This is a Planning Commission decision. YR Pizza Planet, located at 921 West Manning, has submitted their request to the city for this minor conditional use permit. Issuance of this CUP will enable the location to sell beer and wine for on-site consumption only. The application was submitted by Mr. Ralph and Mrs. Yvette Alvarez, and the application has been enclosed with your staff report. The applicant and her husband currently own and operate an additional YR Pizza Planet located in Orosi, which has been in operation since 2003. The zoning ordinance is intended in part to ensure the promotion of public health, safety, peace, and the general welfare of our residents. As such, city staff, including our police department, has had the chance to review this application, their site plan, and the floor plan of the project site. There were basic concerns toward the issue of an additional Type 41 license in the census tract, but they are not viewed as overly significant. At present, 12 Type 41 licenses exist within Census Tract 6601 and are concentrated within the shopping centers along Manning Avenue, which should be expected as the major commercial corridors of the community. As a quick side note, the 2010 census tract GIS data, which was provided to the city of Reedley by the federal government, now indicates that current tract 6601 has been split into two separate tracts, now labeled as tract 6603 and 6604. The split runs from north to south along Frankwood Avenue, leaving everything to the west of Frankwood Avenue in the former tract 6601 as tract 6603, and everything to the east of Frankwood Avenue as the new tract 6604. In speaking with representatives from California ABC, they have not updated their information as of this point, so everything for them still falls under tract 6601 when they give their reports and they run their maximum amount of license numbers. But the Planning Commission should expect to see here in the next several months the tract 6601 being replaced with the two tracts in their place. So again, not currently, everything according to the ABC is still under tract 6601. But in the future, we will see a split in those two separate tracks. As far as the environmental evaluation is concerned, this application is categorically exempt as it is an existing facility. And staff's recommendation is that the Planning Commission approve conditional use permit number 2011-003, subject to the findings and conditions which are contained in resolution 2011-09. The attachments found within your staff report include a map of the ABC on-sale license locations in Tract 6601, a site plan, a floor plan for the institution, and both a resolution for approval and a resolution for denial should the Planning Commission choose to deny the application. Also attached are the ABC sign regulations and a copy of the categorical exemption. That completes staff's report. Let's go through our graphics here. I apologize. Missed out on those. What we have here is an aerial shot of 921 West Manning Avenue. And if you can see that small red box right here, that is the actual location of YR Pizza Planet. So we have Reed Avenue right through here and Manning Avenue and Pizza Planet right there. This is a site plan of the Riverwalk Shopping Center. YR Pizza Planet is located at the far end of the shopping complex, right through here. And this is the actual site plan of the building itself, showing where they have their, this would be their front counter, buffet area, seating all along through here, and these were the exterior windows of the facility, with their walk-in closet and kitchen areas to the rear, and restrooms available for customer use. This map right here shows all of the on-sale license locations currently in Tract 6601, and just as a reference, we're going to be seeing a split right down along through here somewhere in the near future as soon as ABC updates their current information. So what we'll then be having is the separation of our two most concentrated alcoholic beverage sales locations are going to now be in two separate tracts as opposed to being in one tract, which they are. Here is the Manning Avenue corridor, Riverwalk Shopping Center, Town and Country Shopping Center, and the Save Mart Shopping Center. It's typically where we're going to see a lot of that concentration, and now we're going to see one concentration to the east, or to the west, excuse me, and one concentration to the east. And that's just a quick map showing exactly how that break is going to look when ABC does show that. Wanted to make sure that that was shown in this staff report simply because the large amount of licenses within Track 6601, without knowing that in the near future there is going to be a census tract change, could continue to cause relevant concern for the police department and for the Planning Commission as the stewards of the zoning code. So this is what we should be seeing here in the next couple months as soon as ABC has completed their update process. And that concludes staff's report. We're available for any questions that you may have.
Okay, thank you, Rob. We'll have our public hearing and then we'll perhaps come back to you for some questions. This is a public hearing. Obviously, we don't have a lot of public here, but it's the time when we would ask the public to speak either for or against this ordinance that's on our agenda today. So if you'd like to say something, please come to the podium here, state your name and address for the record if you will. and tell us whatever you want us to tell us. If you do, I mean, you don't have to add anything to it. Obviously, we're in good shape. Okay, we may have some questions for you too. Yeah, if we call you up, we'll have you move over there. Okay, hearing no questions or comments in public hearing, we'll close the public hearing and turn it to the commission for questions or comments before we take action on this. I just put a couple of things in my mind when I heard about the split of this. When it's split, is there a new maximum number established based on what population, or how do they do that?
Yes, there will be, and ABC did not have any figures up to this point or even assumptions on what they believe that those licenses would be. They had not even received their updated GIS information from, well, I shouldn't say GIS. We use GIS, so we get the stuff a little bit quicker now than ABC is, because they're still on paper map. So they have not even received their updated maps from the Census Bureau yet. When they do receive those, they'll draw them back into their boundary, and then they will go before their board, and they will discuss the difference between the amount of population that's now found within this new census tract and how many licenses they deem appropriate compared to how many they currently have.
But it is somewhat based on population of
it
that
is.
Census tract.
Yes, okay. In conjunction with how many licenses currently exist within that tract as well.
Is it related all to nearness to a school? I'm, for example, right across the street from Reed Island. Does that come into the consideration at all?
Not for them. That they've pushed that more back on the locality to look at in their conditional use permitting process, and if the locality chooses to have that.
Question, gentlemen, from either one of you?
I had one question for Rob. You indicated that the police department had a concern about an additional license in the district, but really it's not an additional license.
It's more of a replacement.
Yeah, because we had the same number before. Now if
sure.
we approve this, we'll be back where we were.
Correct. You had 13 last year, then you had 12 for a few months, and you'd be right back to 13 again. Yeah, and the police department did not have a specific concern with this location. Typically, their specific concerns are going to relate to the institutions that are dealing with an off-sale, taking prepackaged alcohol off-site for consumption. Most restaurants, they expect to have, you know, this type of availability, and their concern at that point simply becomes that the staff is well aware of and well trained to understand when their customer, as the consumer, may need to be told, you've had enough. And ABC has some very intense and rigorous training that their applicants have to go through, which I believe covers that very well.
Maybe I'd just spin off and ask you folks, are your employees trained?
Yes, we are going to be doing that. Because, I mean, I understand that we don't want any incidents, but every incident is specifically investigated by ABC, and they get documented, but they will be instructed I know that it's not a place for them to get drunk. It's just a place to have to enjoy it alongside with pizza.
Sure.
And at the price that we're selling it, it's also not going to be cheaper to buy it from the store. But the staff will be instructed.
Okay.
And just as a side note, the part of the process that the applicant has to go through to obtain any license from ABC includes whether or not a conditional use permit from the locality where they're proposing the sales to happen is required. So ABC holds off on giving any type of licenses out until they have received a signed document from the municipality stating that this person has gone through the proper process to obtain such an approval from the city to receive a license from the ABC.
So these conditions that are listed here on the resolution are standard to those we've looked at in the last 6 months or a year?
There are no changes. In fact, there were a couple specific instances that we've seen in some of the other off-sale applicants over the last year or so that have even been removed here that are not applicable to an on-sale institution.
Mr. Chairman, I have one question of the applicants. You indicated you have two other pizza parlors.
Yes, one in Orozco, one in
Orozco. Do you serve alcohol at
currently
either or both?
At the Orozco Probably won't this year, but we're doing a roast.
Now my question, have you ever had any incidents with the ABC at the other location?
None whatsoever.
Okay. Thank you.
And I don't want to say I'm a workaholic, but you can call me anytime between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., and I'm at one of the three locations. I'm always here. I don't think there's been a single day where I have not been at the Reading Store since we opened.
And you claim you're not a workaholic.
Not alcoholic.
I was going to ask your wife if she would agree with that, and she would say,
"An alcoholic?
No, the workaholic."
I think she's at one of the two locations during that same amount of time as well. So, as part of the staff report, we did also check with the ABC to see if there have been any violations, not only at the locations owned by the applicant, but also anything tied to the applicant's name. And that report did come back with no instances reported.
Okay.
What will happen with the current license for this location? Mountain Mites or whatever it was?
The way that licenses work is that they're specific to the actual applicant themselves. So as soon as Mountain Mikes went out of business, that license goes into an inactive status. That license number and all of that will never go away, and it will never be assigned to anyone else. It will always be kept on record as that license belonged to Mountain Mikes and the actual applicant of that, but it will always remain as inactive from here on out.
Can it ever be reactivated?
It cannot be reactivated at that same location.
But somewhere else it could be possible.
Correct. They could reapply for a different license, but that license that they had could not be reactivated.
Their license expired December 31st, 2010, and they closed down a month or two before that, so they had no plan of renewing it. That's when we had to go through the whole process of applying and everything. We weren't just transferring ownership. By not renewing.
Is that a yearly thing? You have to renew yearly?
Yeah, there's a yearly fee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is a yearly fee, and there can also be a yearly inspection if the ABC deems it necessary.
Okay, any other questions, Ben? In case you're interested, a number of us question when ABC gives a directive that there should be a maximum of 9 and then we exceed it. We say, "What? Why did the ABC do this if it's pretty standard practice to exceed it?" And I don't know if there's a good answer to that. And likely, at least I'm one who is concerned about the distribution of alcohol in the community because I've only seen it do negative things, not positive things. So, but I also understand that you need it for competition, and like you say, a few people walk in expecting it, and I'd like to think that a few people walk in if you don't have it too. But I don't know if that's true. But anyway, we would certainly encourage you to handle it carefully, and I'm sure you will. So, sir, are we ready for some action?
I guess so. If there's no objections, I will move to approve resolution number 2011-09.
Okay, is there a second on that?
I'll second that one.
Okay, we got a second. Any further discussion or questions of staff or the applicant? Okay, call for the question then.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. Okay, folks, go in peace. Make lots of pizza and make lots of money.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Glad you came. Okay, we got a city planner's report over here.
David Berletic did not give me anything to share with the commission. I don't think that there's anything very pressing at this time on the docket, Francis.
No big multi-million dollar projects.
Well, interesting that you would use multi-million. I don't know if it's multi-million, but they're continuing to move forward on the joint use yard down in the industrial area. There were actually some gentlemen in the office today as they are beginning to get to the site plan review and realistically the conditional use permitting application stage, so we can at least start taking a look at that. And we're starting to look at the preliminary details now on annexation and all the fun stuff that's going to go along with that. So it looks like that project is moving forward. Several grants have been secured to push forward, and I think that's going to be a good thing for the community. But nothing to share with the Planning Commission as of yet for any target dates even of when we might start to see a certain item. Other than that, I think that's...
House is being built?
Slim. Last I heard, we had not had one single permit for new home construction as of this calendar year.
Wow.
We are seeing a pretty significant, and that's single family. We have seen a bigger amount of multifamily construction in the community than we've seen in the last several years. And we're also seeing a very good portion of people doing repairs and additions onto their existing homes. So, taking care of the existing housing stock, which of course is just as important as placing new units.
What's the status on our low-income housing operation over there on...
The biggest issue with that right now just has to do with the federal government and how they're going to deal with the tax credits. Any type of change in how tax credits can and can't be used and applied by the developer can make or break a project. And with the issues that the federal government is having right now with their budget and many things are just in the gray area right now. They're waiting to find out what exactly are these tax credits worth and can it support this type of project. As soon as they get those type of answers, then we expect to see them moving forward with that project. Staff is making sure that we are staying in contact with them and coordinating with them to ensure that the approvals remain valid and when they need to be extended, that they will go through the proper public process to obtain that extension.
That was going to be my question, is are there any limits on time when, because they're getting somewhat redevelopment money from the city?
Mm-hmm. We don't have any limits tied to that. Well, anything that would not be within the resolution that approved it. Typically with that type of development, you're going to see 2 years. They want to see shovel in the ground by a 2 year point after you receive a conditional use permit approval. However, if that's not going to happen for whatever reason, they're well within the applicant's right to come back and request an extension on that, and staff is very mindful of that and working to make sure that those extensions do continue to go forward.
I guess there are probably quite a few people over there rooting for something to run out so they don't.
Affordable housing usually has that tied to it. So
I did talk to somebody within the Quarrying Corporation a few weeks ago, and they said, you know, they were going to build some more apartments
mm-hmm.
on those end caps. They seem to be moving just fine.
They are there, and of course those are market rate, but there's always a consistent need in this community for
those are pretty nice
good units. Multifamily yeah, housing. Yeah, I think they've been great.
The fellow I was talking to, and he was fairly high up in the company, said that those lots they've got over there by the body shop, out beyond, mm-hmm. he said, we could give those lots away and build them and we wouldn't make any money.
Yeah.
So it's some time out before something happens with that.
Yep. It's all about.
But we're pretty standard. He said the same thing's happening in the other small towns. They're doing multifamily kind of stuff. And other
sure. Sure. In fact, I live in Sanger, and they're seeing even less development there than what the city of Reedley is seeing.
I think that's just kind of a general thing. There's still a glut of
There's a lot of
housing on the market.
A lot of foreclosures on the market.
It's the ebb and flow of development.
And rumor are that there could be a double dip in that. So
sure.
I don't think anybody wants to build anything right now, especially if there's a chance that might happen, because they will be sitting on it for a long time.
I think the feeling of staff and engineering and the building department seems to be that of cautiously optimistic, because we're still seeing activity happening, just maybe not the type of activity that we saw, say, 2004 to 2007.
Well, when are we going to pick up on the citywide, the plan we've been working on? Is that
a general plan update?
General plan
we update. Have our last workshop on Monday, and then from there we have almost a complete draft document. We're waiting for a few items on the noise study to come back from the consultant.
For this coming
Monday? This coming Monday. And
what's the date there?
25th?
The 25th.
What time? 5 o'clock?
At 6:30.
6:30. Yeah, the workshops are a little bit later.
And here in the council chambers.
Here, okay.
Yeah, and that'll be the final workshop. From there, that draft document with the few additions that will come back from the noise study will be ready to begin its circulation with the draft environmental impact report and then move into the public hearings. So believe it or not, we are actually in the home stretch of this decade-long endeavor.
I was going to say it's been a long time.
It has. I've been with the city for 4 years now, and it was already moving for a couple years before I even got here. So it's been good. And then I think it would also be appropriate to let you guys know that Monday will actually be my last day with the city. I've accepted a position with the Fresno Council of Governments, and we'll be moving to work with them in mid-August.
Fresno Council of Governments, what did that do?
Regional planning, typically related to transportation and the movement of goods and people around the San Joaquin Valley. If you heard a lot of talk about the blueprint,
yeah,
that came out of the Fresno Council of Governments, COG. Most people refer to them as COG.
You gonna help with the high-speed rail?
I'm sure I'll take quite a few lashings on that project, so that should be
right down the middle of 99.
That's where I think it
overhead.
Should be.
Overhead, just put it overhead.
Yeah, I accepted the position a couple months back, but did not want to step away from the city until we had gotten the general plan update to the point where we had the draft document ready to go. I felt that it would have been inappropriate and irresponsible to step away before we had that that close to done. But now that we're finally there, I'm going to go ahead and step off. But the COG gets to work with Reedley still, all the communities around here on a very regular basis. So I keep telling David I'm still going to call and bother him. He can't get rid of me that easy. No, and with budget issues, I do not know if that's something that they are immediately planning on moving on at this time, or if I know there had been discussion about possibly temporarily freezing the position, but to be honest, I have not been privy to any of that conversation.
Well, Rob, we're going to miss you, for goodness sakes. You just got to know you. I mean, it takes you 4 years to get to
He's a great place. It's always going to be very special to me, and somewhere that I have no doubt I'll come back and visit quite often. And it's been excellent to work with all of you, and thank you very much for your patience as I learned tried to learn what I'm doing.
You're going to be staying in Sanger?
For now, yeah. My wife's family lives in North Fresno, or at least the majority of them, so I would assume somewhere in the next couple of years we'll put our house up for sale in Sanger and go back to North Fresno, get a little bit closer.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Works well. And with that, we'll adjourn the meeting.